5-year-old Puakala Oliver leads her posse of preschoolers in preparing for a make-believe baby luau. It's playtime for the preschoolers at the Punanaleo o Manoa, a Hawaiian language immersion school where the number one rule is no speaking English. Like any other preschool, lessons are conducted in the Hawaiian language or Olelo Hawaii. Games are played in Olelo Hawaii. And yes, discipline is administered in Olelo Hawaii. Kohoku Alohi Okeao Lindsay Asing runs the preschool, one of 12 in the state.
Really, you can see the change for the keiki that come in that don't speak any Olelo Hawaii at all. And within a year, they're talking.
In the 1970s, the Hawaiian language was on the brink of extinction. Grassroots efforts to establish Hawaiian language immersion schools like the Punanaleo helped revitalize the language. John Waihe'e, the state's first Native Hawaiian governor, was a delegate at the 1978 Constitutional Convention that reestablished Hawaiian as an official language of this land.
There was only a few thousand people who could really speak Hawaii in 1978, and today we have tens of thousands.
So it came as a surprise to many last week when a Maui judge reprimanded a university professor for speaking Olelo Hawaii, the official language, in a court of law.
I mean, I don't think anybody thought that of that particular incident occurring, but it does underscore the fact that someone was punished. I mean, even after we made it official language, for speaking Hawaiian. That's ridiculous. That's precisely the kind of thing that this was supposed to avoid.
The way the Constitution was written, it says, as provided by law. That means we have to pass something.
Maui Senator Kalani English, himself a native speaker, recently pushed through legislation that would require the court provide Hawaiian language interpreters, should the need arise, saying the Maui incident really got everyone's attention.
This was like a catalyst that said, okay, it's time that we just take the final steps and make this work.
Senator English has been pushing legislation on Olelo Hawaii since he joined the legislature nearly two decades ago. The difference, he says, is now there's a strong community of Hawaiian language speakers.
I think we're beyond that, you know, is the language going to survive? Yes, it absolutely is. And it's going to grow and it's going to get stronger. And so we have to start using it now.
Back at the Punanaleo o Manoa, Lindsay Asing says he's explained the Maui incident to his children.
We're helping our keiki to grow, Makaulala Hawaii, and telling them that they can go anywhere and speak Hawaiian language. And then they see these kind of things, and then we have to explain to them, like, okay, this is an example of what we're still, you know, trying to fix and what we're still striving to make better so that our keiki don't have to deal with any of that in the future.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.